be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down to heal his son who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus had said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he had begun to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday we celebrated Laetare Sunday. It's always important for us to ponder why we should rejoice. That Laetare Jerusalem, from which we get the term, comes from Isaiah 66. It's an immediate response to what we hear today in Isaiah 65 about God's promise of exactly what he was planning to do, not just when they would return from Babylon to Jerusalem, but when they would return from slavery to God. He was about to create a new heaven and a new earth. He was about to create new people. Lent is all about this renewal. We prayed at the beginning of Mass, "O Lord, you renew your people according to your mysterious designs." The way the Lord renews us is mysterious. It's not necessarily the way it would be written by engineers or curriculum designers. The Lord's always going differently than we would expect. We need to be open for that. Today, we see the Lord's own pedagogy. Yesterday, at the end of the Gospel, St. John told us that the light had come into the world, but the people preferred darkness. But anyone who lives the truth comes into the light. Lord Jesus comes with the entire gift of his love, and he wants us to be able to respond in faith, but there's always that freedom. We've got to choose to come into that light, even when some of the times it might be scary to leave the familiar. That's what he does for this man, this pagan royal official, who had made a 20-mile journey on foot from Capernaum to Cana. He came because he loved his son, and his son was about to die. He had heard that Jesus had come, and even though it was a terrible career move for a pagan royal official, to go to meet a Jewish carpenter, he went and he said, "Please, Jesus, come down to heal my son who was near death." So what was Jesus' response? There's another time when a similar event happened. They're not the same. And Jesus said, "I will go and heal him." And that's when the centurion said, No. I'm not worthy to have you under my roof." In this time, rather than Jesus is saying, "I'm going to come," Jesus seems to go on a total tangent. "Unless you guys see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Reminds us a little bit of the way Jesus brought that Syrophoenician woman whose daughter was ill to faith. When she first asked him, Jesus ignored her. then she began to bug the apostles, and the apostles just said, give her what she wants so that she doesn't continue to harass us in the way. Jesus said he was not going to do it. He was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Third time she asked, Jesus says, it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. And that's when she responded with great faith, and she said, but even the little chihuahuas have enough from the master's table, and you're the good shepherd even of the littlest pets. Jesus was doing the same type of pilgrimage of faith to recreate this man, to allow him to have that new earth, that new dwelling place of the Lord, so that he would be able to be transported to the new heaven. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Jesus said that after the resurrection to St. Thomas. But he also said, blessed are those who have not seen but believed. People needed to see it. So that's why Jesus, precisely out of love for this man, unlike the centurion, who didn't need to see and believe, just say the word, my servant shall be healed. This other person from Capernaum needed to see, he thought. And so Jesus said, go, your son will live. It's quite a thing to leave confident. It would have been much easier for him to just think, Jesus is totally blowing me off. I've made this 7-hour journey, and all he tells me is go away, and he insults all of us that unless we see, we're not going to believe. But instead, this official left, started on that journey, was walking on that journey totally with faith. He had clearly some hope. And that's when his slaves met him, told him that his boy began to recover. And his question showed that he knew it had something to do with Jesus. He was just looking for the confirmation. What hour? And they told him, and he knew it was Jesus. And the reason why his whole household came to believe was because he was going to bring that faith to his household. He was going to tell everybody precisely why that miracle had happened. So now it comes to us, this Lent. Jesus is going to be asking us for some journeys. We don't need to see it all the time. He's just asking us from the beginning of Lent to make this journey with him. It's a journey 40 days into the desert. It's a journey in which we're detaching ourselves from various other things. It's a journey in which he's going to put a cross that's not made of velvet and styrofoam and has wheels on it on our shoulders, and he's going to say, die! Die! Because I love you. Do it. There are going to be lots of times in which we're going to bring intentions, like we're praying for Kenya David today. The same Jesus who worked this incredible miracle is alive. And so we can go to him with confidence, even though he might not give us the tangible sign at the beginning. Journey of faith. The Lord has indeed rescued us over and over and over and over again. And so he's worthy of our faith. Let us ask him today to recreate us in faith so that we can do like this pagan official and then go and help many that the Lord places in our house today to come to faith too. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.